Welcome to Bible Stories for Big Kids, where we tell the old, old story in new ways. I'm Reverend Ann Russ with Doubting Believer, and I hope you enjoy listening to our story today. Hey, thanks for joining us for Bible Stories for Big Kids. Be sure and subscribe to this podcast wherever you listen to your podcast so you won't miss an episode. You can also check out Doubting Believer and ways to live out your faith in this world at our website, doubtingbeliever.com, and you can also follow us on Facebook at Doubting Believer. We'll see you next week. Most people know the stories of Abraham and Isaac, but sometimes we forget that a whole lot went down with Abraham before Isaac even came along. Back when Abraham was just plain old Abram, God said to him, "Leave your land, your family, and your father's household for the land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation and will bless you. I will make your name respected, and you will be a blessing." So Abram said yes. He just picked up and left. He took his wife Sarai and his nephew Lot and all the members of their household and all their stuff and set out for the land of Canaan. Now, not surprisingly, the Canaanites already lived there. But God told Abraham that one day this land would belong to his descendants. But then famine struck, and Abram headed to Egypt. And because his wife was so beautiful and he worried that someone might attack him to get to his wife, he decided to pass his wife off as his sister. Well, she was taken into Pharaoh's household, and Abram prospered because of her. Being this beautiful woman's brother, he ended up with lots of cattle and sheep and servants and riches. Basically, he pimped out his wife. And this did not make God happy. So God struck Pharaoh and his household with several plagues. And then the whole ugly story comes out, and Pharaoh kicks Abram and Sarai and their whole entourage out of the country. So Abram went headed back to where they'd come from, but by this time, he and his nephew Lot have accumulated so much that the land just can't support them and their families and all of their animals. So they decide to split up. Lot goes north, Abraham goes south. Abraham settles near Canaan, Lot settles close to the city of Sodom, which turns out to be a bad decision on many levels, but the first reason comes up pretty soon after that, because some kings in the area where Lot was, they get in a major skirmish, and Lot and his family, they get caught up in the middle of it, and they end up having all of their stuff looted, and they are captured. So Abram gathers up his people and forms this kind of ad hoc militia, and they go and they get Lot and his family and probably most of their stuff back. And after all of this trauma and drama, God appears to Abram in a vision and says, "Don't be afraid, Abram. I am your protector. Great things are going to happen." But Abram says, "How can this be? I don't even have any kids." Apparently back then, nothing good could happen if you didn't have kids. So God says, "Abram, look up at the sky and just try to count all the stars. That's how many descendants you will have." And Abram believed God. Now, I don't want to totally give away the rest of the story, but spoiler alert, that's a promise that God kept.